Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Autism Stress Less podcast. We have reached season 5. So, as I sit here saying that out loud, season 5, I remember when Kevin and I and the boys lived in Fairview Park, Ohio, real close to NASA and the airport, and, you know, by Cleveland. And I remember like laying in bed with him and we were just talking about how can we help parents that have kids with severe autism? How can we help them to stress less? How can we help them to, you know, to just be able to put their mind at ease a little bit because of all of the things that take place when you have a child with severe autism and other issues, other complex needs. So we did. I remember laying in bed with him, and of course he's hilarious. So he was just making me laugh at all of these different ways that we could help parents to just laugh and help parents to relax and help parents to see a brighter day. And we initially started the podcast together. We wanted to just do, you know, the podcast, you know, just kind of lightheartedly, but then with, you know, life happens, as you guys know. And so I was working full time at the time while doing the podcast, and Kevin was also working full time. And then we were also taking care of the family and navigating, you know, our blended family, because we do have a blended family. And it was just, it got to be a lot. So we decided shortly after starting the podcast that I would be in charge of the podcast and provide, you know, some tips, some resources, some biblical principles, and then he would take over the YouTube page, which it's called Autism Dada on YouTube. And he ran with that, I ran with this, and I'm glad that we decided that, because that, you know, the YouTube page is a strength of his, where he loves to be in front of the camera and he likes talking to families in that way. And I'm the type of person which I just love to write, and I love to read, and I love to research and study, and, you know, I love to be able to provide the resources and tips from the things that I study and the things that I research. And I really do not like the camera. It's much easier for me to do this to help you guys than it is for me to get on camera, which I wish that I could be that kind of person, but I am not. So with all of that being said, I'm so happy for those of you who have been praying for our family, for, you know, for Jaden and for Sebastian and Julian and Kevin and I, and, you know, just for supporting us in all of the things that we do to help families, but also supporting us in the decisions that we make for our family. So I do appreciate those of you who are, you know, listening and have done all of those great things to help us keep moving and keep going, because it really does make a difference when you have, you know, prayerful people in your corner, when you have people that are positive in your corner. It really does make a difference. So that's what I hope to be able to bring to you, your kiddos, your families, when you're listening to this podcast, when you watch, you know, Kevin on Autism Dada. I'm just hoping that we can bring you a little bit of positivity, a little bit of hope, even though not all days are that way, correct? You know, on this podcast, I have been very open and honest and transparent, and there are some podcast episodes that are not so positive because of the, you know, some of the situations that we've been in as a family and how it has caused a lot of stress, right? And I always mention that I named the podcast, you know, the Autism Stressless Podcast, and it wasn't to help parents stress, you know, to have no stress, but to stress less, because we know that we really can't get rid of stress when we have, you know, tons of things going on in the household. So you may be working full-time, you may be working part-time, you may not be working, and you may be a full-time caregiver. You know, there's so many different areas of life that, you know, you can be in. And in any areas of those, you know, of your life, you know, whether it's full-time, part-time, or a full-time caregiver, you're navigating life with a child that has severe, you know, issues, behavioral issues, complex needs, and that can be so difficult no matter how you spin it, no matter what you're working. When I was working full-time, and Jaden and Sebastian and Julian were all, you know, in school, it was just easier for me. As I had, you know, a break, I had more money, so I was able to kind of just be able to get them whatever they needed and wanted, and also have, you know, some breaks in between all of it. And then when we decided, it was a little bit before COVID hit, when we decided that I was gonna, you know, dedicate time to being a homemaker and to being a writer and researching and reading and helping, you know, families, no matter what I made financially, I didn't care. I was like, as long as, you know, we were okay as a family, that's what I wanted to do. And Kevin was behind me 110%. Not without, you know, anxieties and stuff, not really knowing, you know, because you just don't know what to expect. But it has been, you know, where I have been a homemaker and a mother and a writer and a volunteer. You know, I'm a volunteer in a lot of areas of my life. I volunteer, you know, biblical counseling. I volunteer worship. I volunteer a lot of time, which I love that. And I know not everybody can do that kind of thing. You know, not everybody has that option, has that choice to be able to make where, you know, you can volunteer. So I'm grateful for Kevin, my husband, that he has supported me, even though, you know, like all married couples, we go through our things, but as long as, you know, we put God first and we have positive people in our circle, life, you know, life is peaceful and it's truly meaningful. But being in this season for season 5, I really was hoping to be able to provide you guys with more, you know, up-to-date resources, right? Because a lot of the times on this podcast, I'm talking about what's taking place with Jaden and I, or, you know, what area of mental health I can help you with, because that's what I have studied when I went to college, and that's, you know, what my degree is in. And so I'm just better able to help you guys with certain mental health resources based on those kinds of things. But for this season, I really do want to provide you with parent resources, you know, that can help you, you know, with anxiety, depression, PTSD, you know, academic problems for your kids, attention problems, all of these things that our kids can experience, you know, even, you know, some physical issues and things like that. So I pray that, you know, I can provide you with those kinds of resources so that way you can have a restful and less stressed, you know, school year for you and your kiddos, and provide you, you know, with things that you can, that can help you to recharge your brain. So I'm hoping to do those kinds of things in the next, you know, couple of podcast episodes. So I'm gonna be researching some things, maybe talk to a couple school counselors, maybe, you know, talk to some friends that are chaplains and things like that, just to be able to provide you guys with up-to-date resources, you know, like, because I have been out of the loop this summer. I've been taking life one day at a time, as a lot of you guys know that listen to the podcast. You know, things have changed in our household. So Jaden is, you know, residing with grandma and papa. It's still hard for me to say that out loud. He's 15. He has severe issues. My heart, you know, hurts, because one of the worst things about being a parent that has a child with severe autism and other, you know, issues is you're not able to take those pains away from them. You're not able to, you know, even hear what they have to say because they're nonverbal. And so that's the heartbreaking thing about being Jaden's mom, you know, is not knowing how he feels about a situation, not knowing what he wants from me as his mother. But, you know, by trusting God and having faith and having a strong relationship with Christ, you know, every morning, getting up, talking to him, getting to know Christ, you know. And for some of you listening, you may not even know who Christ is, but I have to tell you, like, you can't do this life without having a relationship with Christ. You just can't, you know, it just doesn't work. I've tried it. Trust me. I know. I'm speaking from experience. And now that I'm maturing, I'll be 42 in 2 weeks. My life is more meaningful because my relationship with Christ has deepened. And I'm so grateful because life is so short. And so the things that I want for my marriage and for my family are different because of my relationship with Christ. You know, my relationships with friends, it's different. You know, I'm more prayerful. You know, I just do life differently. And I hope the same for you, you know, that if you can take a chance and just, you know, in the morning, give God some of your time, have some solitude and just listen. Just listen for a few minutes, you know. Give him some time. If it has to be in your car on the way to work, you know, just listen to what he has to tell you about, you know, what he wants for your life, what he wants for your family. I promise you, you will not be sorry. You know, do it in the evening if you can't do it in the morning or in the car. But I believe that you can always give God a smidgen of your time each day. And with that smidgen, you'll grow closer to him. You'll know more about him. And, you know, life just, it's more manageable that way. But anyways, I can stand here and talk to you guys for a long time. But I really just wanted to say thank you so much for those of you who have, again, supported us, prayed for us, listened to this podcast, listened to Autism Dad Dad on YouTube, and, you know, who have purchased Autism in Our Home and, you know, our booklets. And I'm just grateful, you know, for those of you who have supported us. And that's why, you know, I continue to do the podcast, is because I know that there's a lot of you that, you know, you need some resources and you need prayers and you need to know that we're in your corner to help you to stress less when you're parenting, you know, your extra effort kiddos. So I hope that you're having, you know, a great Tuesday, because it is Tuesday. And I hope that the rest of your week goes well. And if you're having a hard time, you know, you can always reach out to me. My email is maritzamolis@gmail.com. And I'll try to help you as best as I can. And if you're uncomfortable with that, then you can always, you know, seek out a pastor, a counselor, a therapist, a psychologist. Seek out somebody. Don't do it alone, you know, because what I have found is that I have found safety. I have found peace when I have talked to those people who are, you know, in that profession of help, you know. So it's when I would close myself off from, you know, pastoral help or from counselors, therapists, from, you know, family members and things like that, is when I was not doing well. And so I pray that for you, if you are going through a lot of emotional things right now, and if you're stressed out to the max and you don't know what to do with your child, you know, seek out help, you know, just seek out help. Ask, you know, what can I do in this situation? How can I help my child in this situation? And if there's no help, there's no help for your child. I mean, the way that you want it, but, you know, somebody's giving you that kind of advice where it's like, hey, this is what I think would be best. You know, try X, Y, Z, you know, try something different, you know, stop trying to do it in your own power and your own terms. Cause sometimes, you know, when we take advice from a professional or take advice from, you know, pastoral help, you know, it is truly what we needed all along. We just sometimes ignore it, which is not good for your mental health. It's not good for your family. It's just not good. So I'm hoping that if you are struggling, that you seek out some help, seek out therapy, keep praying, keep trusting God and believing that he's gonna make a way for you and your family. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. I will hop on next week. All right, bye. The stress less skill in scripture for the week is to, number one, find a therapist, a pastor, or somebody to help you with your mental health. Don't do it alone. And number two, research some things online before the school year starts so that way you can, just have a folder of helpful resources to help you in your time of need. One of the things that I wish that I would have taken advantage of early on, was finding a support group on Facebook, right? I ended up doing that a couple months ago, and since doing so, I have found that, making connections with other parents that are going through the same thing, it is truly helpful. I've had connections with other parents that have kids with autism, through Jaden schools and things like that. However, when you're online, it's different. And so I have made great friends. I've got two great friends now from just being in a support group online, and it's wonderful to have that kind of support system when you're going through a lot of stuff. Get connected. Like I said, do some research. You can get connected with the Organization for Autism Research, OCALI. You can, look up Autism Society of Ohio or wherever you're at. If you're not in Ohio, the Autism Society. I like to follow the National Council on Severe Autism because Jaden has severe autism. So there's all these different places that you could take advantage of. I got cut off. So yes, there are a lot of different places that you can take advantage of. So the scripture that I have for you guys is in Proverbs 2 verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And so like I was saying earlier, it's getting to know Christ, taking time to be in his presence, and reading the Bible, listening to the Bible, those kinds of things where, once we give him that time, we know him more, we know the word more. The Lord will give you wisdom. He will give you knowledge and understanding that you're seeking. So that is a scripture that I have for you guys for this week. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. We're praying for you guys. And like I said, if you have any questions or you just need prayer, just, shoot me an email, maritzamolis@gmail.com. All right, guys, have a good one. Bye.